All right, what's going on?
What's popping, man? What's going on? What's going on?
I got Luke here.
Our laptop is here.
All right, so on this video, we're going to talk about YouTube marketing.
Wow.
All right, so I got my friend here, Luke. We're on a project together here, and you know, we're talking about some business. I figure we should put it on tape, right?
Why not?
Yeah, and give some people some juice. So Luke has a business that he's trying to get off the ground, and what's your business? Well, let me ask you like this, okay? There are three P's in any business, okay? There's product, there's people, and there's a process. So I want to know, first of all, what's your product? What are you selling?
I'm selling seasoning. I'm selling spicy seasoning to make jerk chicken. That is what I'm selling, and it's called What a Jerk.
What a Jerk. So he's selling seasoning. This is food stuff, right?
We're talking food stuff right now. If you're familiar with jerk chicken, it's a Jamaican dish, and you know, it's spicy. It has flavor. You know, it's cooked with love. Now, that's what we do. We make the seasonings for you guys to eat with love.
Nice. And I always tell people, like, if you have a product that can enhance somebody's life, lifestyle, or business, right? That means you can add some type of value to someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have something that's worth spreading the word about. Now we're talking about marketing, right?
Yes.
We got to get out to the people, which is the second P.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the question today is, how can we use YouTube? How can we put a process within YouTube that will get your product to the people? Process, right? That's the third P, right? So we have product, process, P. So where most people struggle in business, is process.
Process,
right. So YouTube can be a viable medium to do that, right?
Yeah.
So have you thought about using YouTube to promote your business? That's something that's crossed your mind. Obviously, we've been having some conversation in the past few days. But before that, did you think
it's so sad. I'm always on YouTube. I watch videos on YouTube. I watch other stuff on YouTube. But I actually never thought of using YouTube to promote my stuff. I'm not sure why. I was actually thinking of more expensive mediums, and which doesn't even make sense. But after talking to you, man, I've seen the light.
It's true. Here's the thing. He's so right about that, because a lot of people are not paying attention. When you talk to a traditional-minded person, which a lot of people are still like that, they're consuming videos on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
But yet they're thinking, I want to start a business, and I can't wait to start spending money on radio.
That's what I was thinking. Radio. I was
swearing. TV, advertising, magazines, right?
I was pretty much minimizing my market.
Pretty much old-school medium that no one is paying attention to anymore. Like, money follows attention.
Yes, I agree with you.
And most attentions are on this piece of gadget that I have in my hands right now, which is a phone.
I concur. That's true.
Right? Everybody, like, I was just talking to somebody yesterday. Said he doesn't remember how long ago he watched a real TV. All the shows he wants to watch is on the phone.
So Hulu.
On Hulu, Netflix. You can access these things anywhere, especially on your phone, in the palm of your hands, like this one, like this selfie right here. So how can you use YouTube to market your business? How does jerk chicken seasonings, food, how do you do that? So what I recommended to him was that this is about food, and he's a cook, right? Tell us about what happened when you brought chicken to a project, right?
Yeah, I brought chicken to work, you know, because I like to share love, you know, and this is what I love. I cook with passion. So I brought it to work, and everybody went crazy. You know, the whole project was, everybody was, you know,
right?
Confused.
Right.
Because you know, they've never tasted food like that before.
Right.
So it's cooked with passion.
Right. And I was a witness of somebody who was a witness who said
she enjoyed it.
She enjoyed that chicken, right?
So I was, you know, it's facts, you know, and she's even telling me, take it big, but I've been thinking, you know, of other ways of marketing that's just so stressful, but now,
yeah, stressful, absolutely.
It's about to fly. What a jerk.
You know, YouTube, remember we're talking about YouTube marketing.
What you eat.
Okay, we're talking about YouTube marketing. The first thing you want to do is you want to identify your product, right? And then the next thing you want to identify the people, who is your ideal prospect? That's another P. who's your ideal prospect that will eat your chicken? Who's that person? You need to identify the person. Now,
anybody that likes food.
See, that's a mistake. And a lot of people make that mistake, and it's okay. You need to give your ideal prospect a name. It needs to be a guy or a girl. It needs to be specific. The good thing is that it's not just that person that will eat your food. Everybody else will want to eat it too. But
actually, well, based on my experience,
right?
I mean, not everybody have experience of traveling, mm-hmm. or I've lived in an environment that there's a lot of Caribbean or African influence.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Caucasian, is that what you're saying? Like, have a group of people.
Yeah, you have a
Caucasian,
group of people.
American, it could be, that have not traveled
in the
much.
Marketing world. Yeah. Here's what we do. It's called the avatar. We give it a name. Okay, we say, my ideal prospect is John. His name is John. He works at University Hospital. He works 8 to 5, but he enjoys his wife's food, but he likes to eat out every other day of the week or something like that.
Okay.
And he likes to call on Luke to bring a bowl of chicken.
Okay.
You give that person a name. See, you just told a story.
Okay.
And that story just brought people in. So now Mary is thinking like, I like jerk chicken too, right? I want some of that, right? Not only that, Mary just listened to this story, and Mary is brought into your world now because of the storytelling. So it's really about the storytelling when you identify your prospect. When you identify your prospect, you're kind of nailing, but it's going to attract a whole bunch of other type of demographic over time. But the mistake that most people do is when you ask them, if you watch Shark Tank?
Yeah.
So if you watch Shark Tank, you see sometimes people say, oh, it's for everybody. And then the sharks start looking like it's for everybody. No, you got to tell me who you're targeting here. So you got to identify the people. And then the next thing is to put the process together. The process is digital marketing in this time and age. Bottom line, when I say digital marketing, I'm talking content marketing. So digital marketing is not just content marketing. You can buy an ad on Facebook, right? But what's going to end up happening is you're going to waste a lot of money because, again, you're targeting the whole wide world and you're spending money. And if they don't buy a bowl of jerk chicken in the next 1 week, you're going to lose money. Right?
We're selling the sauce, actually. We're selling the sauce.
Sauce.
Too much sauce.
Sauce, right? So I keep saying that because he's selling the sauce to Sydney, right? And
we do the catering.
Right.
But right now our focus is just the spice.
Right. You now asked me what kind of content. Remember you asked me that question. You said what kind of content. The content is you got to cook. The best you got, so whatever your product is, you got to think of the best way you can demonstrate it on a video. Okay? And you want to do that consistently, literally indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For as long as YouTube exists. And you want to record yourself doing that. And it doesn't have to be a fancy video. Look at this video right here. We're just on the streets. Okay? Like, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I'm probably going to add intro to this video and an outro, you know. But it doesn't have to be on your first 100 videos. And you push those content out. But when you publish the video on YouTube, the next step you want to make sure is optimized for the keywords that your ideal prospect would be typing in. So what would John be typing in if you wanted to see how to cook something, right? So you got to do some research. So the next step you want to do research of how to cook what? How to cook what? And you want to find out all the food that you can use your seasoning in. And you want to demonstrate cooking it, okay, in your own way. And it's kind of like your food channel, but a little bit more, it's realer, it's real,
it's authentic.
Fancy, it's authentic. People are seeing you. It could be your kitchen, it could be right next to, it could be anywhere.
Cooking with the family.
Cooking with the family, with your, and just talking about it. And you're a fun guy. I told you, your video's got to be entertaining, engaging, and educational at the same time. If you take out the first two E's, which is educational and entertaining, I think you're entertaining already. You don't look funny. You're just funny. Right? I think you're entertaining already, right? You're educating people.
At the same time,
you will engage people. And this is food. It's more mainstream than my type of video. My videos are business, marketing,
The name of the company is Man Must Chop Global Marketing Company.
Man Must Chop. So what's chop? Explain chop, because a lot of people...
Chop is a slang. It's a Nigerian slang. It's a...
Pidgin English,
broken English.
For eat.
Means eating. Yeah,
Okay.
It means eat, it means consume, it means, man must eat. Man must consume.
Man must eat something. Must chop. It's a necessity.
MMC GMC.
What's the GMC?
Global Marketing Company.
Global Marketing Company. Okay, yeah. So he has this product, the seasoning, and he needs to create content on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
You need to be using the seasoning in demonstration in a way that you can do it perpetually for the rest of your life. What that's going to do is that when people search for how to cook pina colada, you're just teaching them that, but you show them your seasoning. I'm not sure if you can use that. Can you use that in pina colada? Can you use the seasoning in it?
No, you can't.
So you could tell I'm not a foodie, right? Right. But let's say you could, right? Any type of food you could use your seasoning in. Uh-huh. Somebody is right now searching on YouTube how to cook that food.
That's true.
And you just want to pop up for that person. You want to be the producer on YouTube. You've been a consumer on YouTube all along.
I've been consuming.
It's time to be a producer, right?
I have to produce.
So when you produce for YouTube is in the business of ad revenues. They're in the business of advertising. That's mm-hmm. what they are. They allow creators of content
mm-hmm.
to produce content, and they put ads on all over your videos.
That's true.
And then they share a little bit of it. So that's not probably until you get to like 200,000
viewers,
subscribers, or maybe 20,000 viewers per video, 10,000 views. You're probably not going to get a significant income from that, but it will start growing because you're producing content every day. And there's brand new people every single day. You've done this content, right, on how to cook this thing, right? But you've done it one time. You don't have to worry about that video. It's not on your channel. But people keep searching, so it continues to work for you. It's the best scenario of residual income I've ever seen, online content marketing. Because you work once, right? And then you make money from that one work over and over and over again.
It's like killing two birds with one stone. Is that you're also promoting your brand?
I was going to go there. So now let's talk about the main source of income, right? Do you think that seasoning you're demonstrating, do you think somebody is going to want it?
Somebody
from watching.
Yeah,
somebody's going to want it.
They need it.
See, the good thing is that you can actually be authentic with people. You can be like, hey, you can use this, but the one I use is the best one. It's mine. Of course, I'm biased, but it's mine. You need to get this one. If you taste this, you're going to bite your own tongue. Right?
They've been doing that.
They've been doing that, right?
Emergency.
So guess what? They're going to want it. And you want to have a link in your description where they can click on it and they can order it. Or a phone number where they can call you and order it, right?
Okay.
So that's your primary source of income, because that's going to bring in more income faster for you than the ad revenues. But bottom line here is we're talking about multiple streams of income already right now.
So it's MSI.
Now you have other things you can also sell. Okay, there are other products that people can order on Amazon. You can become an affiliate on Amazon. They call them associates, Amazon associates, mm-hmm. where they give you a special link. When anybody order through that special link on Amazon, they send you some money.
How do you do it?
Just Google Amazon Associates. You can become an Amazon Associate just like that. If you know that
product, this guy is a new Guru Maharaji. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So remember, we're still talking about how to market on YouTube, how to market your business on YouTube. We're still talking about that, and a lot of people find a hard time relating their business to online. Like what? Well, money follows attention. So if the attention is on YouTube, YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world right now.
I concur.
It used to be Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Yahoo,
but YouTube is second. Who goes to Yahoo? Like, tell me, like, really, who goes to Yahoo? There are probably a few people, right?
Yeah.
But Google controls 70% of the market share when it comes to search.
Google it.
So if people want to see a tutorial, they go to YouTube.
Google it.
Right? And it's still Google it, you know?
Google it.
So you need to have a presence on there for your business, okay? And having a presence on it is going to be faster when you use YouTube, because YouTube has an authority. The website, YouTube.com, has the authority that you're looking for. So when you put content up there, they rank faster than on your own website.
But there are so many other people doing the same thing, so how does that interact?
Okay, good question. There are so many other people. You know, I was talking to Michelle earlier, and we're talking about this. A lot of people... Here's your determination. You want to beat everybody out, and the only one thing you can use to beat everybody else is consistency. Everybody, there's somebody that's funnier than you. There's somebody that probably look better than me, right? Somebody that's a little bit more attractive than me, right? But here's where they have to struggle with me. They have to try to compete with me in consistency. Okay, so most human beings and most businesses will not be consistent.
How long have you been consistent in this thing? How long have you been doing this?
So I've been online for 10 years, and I've been online since 2009 fully. Okay, but I've been in business for myself since 2006 October. Last year was my 10th year as a full-time entrepreneur.
Wow. So this content creating that you do on YouTube, you've been doing
this this is 90%. I've done $7 to $8 million online in total, sales, and 90% of that came from free content like this one. And I've tried to buy my way to the top before, by the way, like spend some money on ads, but they were all a waste of money. They all ended up being a waste of money. Because that's me trying to buy what my way to, as opposed to doing the work. And there are scenarios where you can buy ads, but I always recommend people to only buy ads to attract people that have already seen you before. So you're not trying to sell them on you. Okay? As opposed to buying traffic, brand new traffic that have never seen you before. An average person needs an average of 7 exposures before they got to know you. People buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're spending money attracting people that don't know you yet, you're wasting money.
That's true. You have to use a near fruit approach.
You gotta use a hack, okay? You gotta think hack when you're thinking about these things. If it's just straightforward, chances are everyone else is doing it. That's why we win, because we're not doing what everybody was thinking to do first, right? So YouTube marketing can boost your business. Okay?
It will boost your business. I've been doing my research and I believe it.
Making sense, right?
It's making a lot of sense.
Content marketing.
You have to have content.
Whatever type of business you're in, you're a marketer at the end of the day.
Every day you're a marketer.
Yeah,
so you might as well market something.
May as well learn something out of the market, right?
Yeah, every time you come at your house, you're marketing something, because you're dressing, you're looking, you're branding your brand.
I tell people that all the time. I don't like to be a salesman. Like, you're already a salesperson.
You sell.
When you dress up in the morning and you're trying to impress people, guess what you're trying to do?
You're selling.
When you put a nice resume together, you're trying to apply for a job, guess what the hell you're trying to do? You're just trying to sell somebody on hiring you. Stop telling yourself you're not a salesperson. Just become a master of the game. How about that? As opposed to telling yourself you're not. Just know that you do that already, but learn how to do it properly.
I concur.
Marketing and sales. All right, so that's all I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you got some tips. Quickly, make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. I want to know, what's your business? If you don't have a business yet, right, what kind of business would you like to start? I want you to comment below, okay? So like, subscribe, and share this video. Last thing but not least, make sure you attend my free class. If you want to learn the details on exactly how I use YouTube marketing and a bunch of case studies of people doing this already, I have a case study of somebody doing $4 million a year. If you want to see that, one of my students, go through the link below this in the description box, or you can see the screen. On the screen is allatalks.com/mastermind, and I'll see you in the class. All right,
Man Must Job Global Marketing Company, MMC GMC.
Do that,
Man
Must Job. Do that drop, boy.
Do
you
that
have
drop
to
boy.
Now.
You do.
Man
what
Must
a
Job.
What a jerk.
That's Man Must Job
sauce,
Global.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Good guy.
Eat, watch
man.
Out for him. Yeah, watch out. His content is coming heavy. All right.
Coming heavy.
I'll see you on the next one. Peace.